Welcome to Symptomatic Redness.
On today's episode, we talk to Dan from the Knowledge Fight podcast on Alex Jones and conspiracy culture.
One of the things that worries me is the amount of, and this doesn't come up in your show, but the amount of things that we could do to fight these, right-wing things that would be used by a Trump-style government against us, like, instantly.
Oh, yeah.
And that does make fighting it a lot harder, because, like you have to be principled in a way, even if it's just in your self-interest, that the other side doesn't. And that asymmetry is really hard to deal with. And that's why, like, the debates that you have with Jordan, I actually find fascinating, because morally I agree with Jordan, but rationally I agree with you. You don't have a lot of those debates, but, like...
Well, the big one, I think, that caused the most... and I almost cut it out of our episode, because it was kind of... it felt weird. But there was an instance where there were people who were... there were sources for articles that were lying to the reporters. Jordan was saying that the people who did the reporting should burn those sources. And just because it's like, well, you're lying to them, it'd be like retaliatory outing these sources. And my position on that was that that's not the way to go. The version of it, the argument was, I believe, that Jordan was saying that the New York Times or the publication should burn the source. And my argument was that if the journalist wants to do that,
that's fine.
They can. It's probably wrong of them to do that. But compelling them to do that is that would be a position that we'd enter like all sorts of conversations about. It would be a completely fucked up precedent.
Yeah, well, and this is what I worry about with a lot of this stuff, is we're going to accidentally generate a lot of bad precedent from it.
It's very easy to see how you could.
It's one of those things where, like, you know, I both in principle, I hate the fact that the right wing's co-opted for speech, like, really bad. Because in principle, I always worry about how this stuff is going to be used against the left. But at the same token, I also think, like, you know, when it comes to, like, Facebook, I don't know, kick them off. Maybe we should all get kicked off Facebook, frankly, but...
Might be a healthy thing to happen. the way I look at it is, like, these people like Alex and people who believe in his sort of vision of the world would encroach on your free speech the second they're able to. They absolutely would. And not in terms of kicking you off Facebook or Twitter. They would absolutely deny you your First Amendment if they had an opportunity to. But that in no way justifies you doing that to anybody else. Just because you know that they will, it doesn't mean that that's okay.
Right. I mean, even someone that is not as virulent as Alex, let's say Jordan Peterson. Mm-hmm. He's also, like, called for suppression of speech. Or, you know, you see...
Totally.
I've had friends of mine lose their jobs because right-wingers using free speech arguments and safe space arguments against them to file formal complaints and get them fired. I guess this is the only thing where I find you and Jordan's arguments, because Jordan does seem to get frustrated with the, like, playing fair.
Yeah, and I understand that too.
Well, it's hard.
Yeah. But I think that you have to, if the thing that is being done is something you care about. Like, if you do care about free speech, then you have to play fair, even if not playing fair would be more advantageous or a better route to go based on outcome, possibly. I think that if it matters, then you have to play fair.
Yeah, I mean, to me, there's a difference between strategy and tactics, and sometimes it's very hard to state the principles on strategy for things that are tactically an advantage, but probably would actually shoot you in the foot in the long run.
Yeah. And sometimes it's hard to see how that would play out, you know, the foot shooting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, kind of in principle, it's almost impossible to know, but it usually does. I mean, that's one of the things. I wonder, like, right now, one of the things that I do worry about with the left, and you were talking about it earlier, is this media culture we're in, mm-hmm. and reacting to it too much.
Yeah.
Because we could come up, we could do a lot of things that would be bad for us, even, and definitely for... you know, minority groups and stuff, that people that we care about, and uh-huh. poor in particular, by not you know, really thinking through what we're advocating.
And yeah, I agree.
And the one thing that I tend to be like big on people thinking about recently that kind of relates to Jones is I think one of the reasons why Jones has a following amongst, like, let's say, I don't know that he actually does, but at one time I was afraid of him having a following amongst, like, disenfranchised, younger, poor white dudes, which I don't think is actually his demographic.
I think there's probably some, but it's not the bulk of it.
Right. But I do, like, I do see how those people would find that appealing, because they actually kind of really are not, like, they're in a point where, yes, they're privileged as compared to, say, a person of color, but they're not that privileged as compared to, say, like, I don't know, a millionaire. Mm-hmm. And so these kind of conspiracy theories is a good way to redirect their anger to someone undeserving.
Yeah, definitely.
And I worry about sometimes we lose track of that. That some of these people we should be. And I'm not saying like, oh, you don't need to talk to a Nazi. Obviously not. Like, you know, the denazification program to someone who's gone full Nazi is generally a baseball bat.
I think that it is still important to recognize that not most people have not gone that far down that road, even if they are, right, you know, on some bad shit in terms of their politics or their beliefs. Oftentimes they're not as far as you might imagine.
Yeah.
But some are. But some definitely are. I'm not naive.
There are definitely some Nazis exist. But
yeah. And there are more of them than I'd like there to be.
For sure. But at the same token, like, I don't know, I have been increasingly, like, one of the things I like about your show, and this reason, but since kind of the point I want to end on, is like approaching people who are attracted to this but not fully down the darker roads of it with a lot of compassion. Mm-hmm. To me, seems like a way to not have to fight them in the streets later.
Well, I try and look at it like I don't mean this to be any kind of looking down on or pitying or trying to take away someone's agency or anything like that. But, and I don't mean it dismissively either. I do think that a lot of people who believe these sorts of things, and especially because we study Alex, it's so specifically about him. People who believe his shit are victims. Like they have had something done to them. And as much as they are, like active participants in that, and once they start to internalize these beliefs, they act on them, and that's really bad. Definitely. But like propaganda is something where someone is convinced of something that they shouldn't believe in. And I try and keep a certain amount of empathy for them in that sense. Now, that empathy can go out the window really fast once they start becoming active in that world, for sure. But as long as it's abstract and we're imagining a listener of Alex, I don't see any reason to automatically default assume that they're the Nazi version, as opposed to them being someone who just has maybe accidentally or naively believed a lie. And I think that that's more productive. And I get enough emails from people, and granted, it's not in the thousands or anything like that, but I get enough emails that are people saying, I did believe some of this stuff, and I'm really glad a show like yours exists. Whether it's a couple, you know, the people who have told me that we've helped them understand Alex and that those ideas that they were flirting with, or it's people saying, my parents believe this stuff, and, you know, listening to your show helps me understand what my parents have gotten into. Or people saying, I used to listen to Alex and I wish your show existed back when I did, because it could have saved me some time. I have to believe that there is at least some subsection and some group that is reachable. And I'll always err on the side of being empathic to them as opposed to default demonizing them. Because there's nowhere to go once you demonize. You know, there's only fuck them and attack. Whereas if you treat them like the hypothetical person as a person, there's possibility of some sort of ground being reached.
Yeah, I always think about the what is it, the statistic that we have about being
To hear the complete discussion, please subscribe to our Patreon feed.